Hello everyone. My name is Dao. Yeah, that's how I. My name is Belle. Cause sometimes my name is Miss Belle. Sometimes. Let me introduce to some of you that may not know me very well. I am a Vietnamese international student. I have been in U.S. for almost 9 years. If I calculate in the right way, I will be exactly 9 years in the August 31st. I count each day. So, yes, and 9 years that God showed me so many things. He showed me His lessons. He showed me what He wants me to do according to His will, not my will. So today, according to His will, that I will preach, I will share a message about faithfulness. So Nick Vujicic, could you have the slide? I'm not sure if you're familiar with Nick Vujicic. He's an Australian Christian man, and he also the motivational speaker. He was born with the syndrome called tetraamelia, and he doesn't have any arms. He doesn't have any legs. The only one he has is his feet, his one foot, and he has two fingers, two toes, and he calls his chicken thighs, because it's like chicken drumstick. And so when he was born, before he was born in a family very faithful to God. Several months before he was born, his dad helped to build a church, and Nick's mother is a nurse, and she know very well that what might happen to him, to her child, if she take medications. So she carefully, very careful in that. Yeah, that's him, and that his foot. So she was very careful during the pregnancy. However, there's no symptoms about this man when he was born. There's no medication reason for that, for his symptoms, for his syndrome. They went to doctors for the checkup appointments, and none of them discovered what happened. And none of them know that would happen to him. So everything shaken their faith when he was born. His parents asked God, why? What this happened to my family? What this happened to my child, my only child? Why you let this happen? So they asked God, but a lot of things for several months, years, but nothing changed. Even with him, he grew up, he pray, he reading Bible, he asked God, please help me, do miracle things in me. Because you know what, if you do miracle things in me, then your people will see your power in my body. If you make me to have arms and legs, your people will see your miracle. Everyone will follow you. That he keep praying about that. He used the word, the quote in Jeremiah. If you could turn to me, Jeremiah 29:11. That he used that quote because he believed firmly that God has a plan for him. He gave him this body because he has a plan. He has a special plan for him. So now maybe you make me like this, but later I have arms and legs like my friends, like my parents, like my sister, like all of my brothers and sisters. So he said that Jeremiah 29:11 it said, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So he hold that hope firmly, pray with God every day and night to ask God for the miracle from God. But years passed by, nothing changed. So he went to depression time. At the age of 8 years old, he think about suicide. 10 years old, he want to kill himself in a bathtub at home. But later, he realized that God did not want him to do that. So by the word of praise, by the word in the Bible, and encouragement from his family, his friends, he now become a motivation speaker. And you know what? With the feet, with his feet with two fingers, he could type. Guess what? He could type 40 letters per minute. 40 letters per minute. I could not type like that. Sometimes just like, okay, this A. I'm very slow in typing. But he could type 40 letters in a minute. He could swim. He could surfing. He could do things like everyone, like us. He could do everything that a human can do. And he went to a lot of different countries. In a speech, he said he went to 18 countries to show the miracle in him. And of course, he went to Vietnam, and yay, my Vietnamese people heard about his message and how God worked in his body. So that's Nick Vujicic faithfulness. So where in the Bible, or where in, what is definition of faithfulness, of keeping the faithfulness? If you search on dictionary online, they say faithfulness is to follow through with a commitment regardless of difficulty. Regardless of difficulty. That means we follow God. We keep the faithfulness in whatever situation. And what Bible say about faithfulness? In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, it says, "Moreover, it requires steadfastness that one be found faithful." Faithfulness is one of the main characteristics of being a Christian. If we follow God, we need to have faithfulness. And is it keeping the faithfulness? Is it keep the faithfulness? It's hard? Definitely, it's really hard. However, if you put that in God's strength, I believe that you could do it. But why is it hard? Have you ever feel that you ask God, you pray to God day and night, but God did not answer to you? He just kept silent. So sometime, and then temptations, you get temptations, and you also receive from discouraging words, from keeping faithfulness, but nothing changed to your life. Does happen the same thing with Job and Abraham? When Job lost everything, Job still praise God. But then his wife is Eliphaz in Job chapter 5. Eliphaz says, why you ask God? Why you need to pray with God? Is anyone answer you? Is God answer you? The same thing with Abraham and Sarah. They have to wait in a long time to have Isaac. So before they see the miracle happen, they actually did their own plan before God answered his promise. That's happened to me several times when I be unfaithful. I remember back in, back in 2009, I decided to go to work on Saturday instead of going to church. Because that time my financial is not very stable. And I asked God, God, please give me the work. I don't want to work on Saturday. But please, if I have no choice, what should I do if I don't have money for school? What should I do, God? And then there's one owner of the restaurant, they called me and they asked me to go to work on Saturday. So I worked there for 3 months. I feel like it's the most horrible 3 months in my life. I feel God was not with me. My relationship with God, it seemed very far. I didn't pray with him. I didn't read Bible. Yes, I came to church to do the sermon, to help put the sermon on podcast. But that time I just do it as responsibility. So I still feel like my relationship with God is gone. And somehow God pulled me back. I did not have good relationship with the owner, so I ended up not working there after 3 months. And after that, my life changed totally. I feel more peaceful, even though I don't have a lot of money, but I feel very relaxed. And one friend of mine at a church, in this church, he came and say, I'm happy that you're back, to come back to this church on Saturday, because I didn't see you for a while. I was like, oh wow, someone actually remember me. I didn't think that my appearance in this church is that important. So I told God, yes, I will promise you that with your strength, please help me do not keep even a Sabbath day if I able. With your strength, please help me to be faithful in your will. And faithfulness, in the Bible it says faithfulness is one of the characteristics of God. If you could turn to me in 2 Corinthians 1:18. It says, but as surely as God is faithful, our message to you is not yes and no. So from here, you see the consistency in God's promises. You see the firmness, the unchangeable of God's promise in our life. And God is faithful always in every situation, even sometime when we are unfaithful. As in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13, it says, God is faithful even when we are unfaithful. Even when we are unfaithful. Now let's remember back to the story of Job. Story of Job and Abraham. What happened to them at the end? In Job chapter 45, at the end, his life had received more blessings, even more than the past. Abraham, at the end, he had Isaac. Even though at that time, both of them were old. So, and also, God showed me his plan that if I keep my faithfulness in him, when I decided to go to La Salle University to become as a social worker, honestly, I feel that it's a calling from God. It's a calling from God because social work major had changed me. The value they teach in social work, especially in La Salle University, it showed me how I treat people. How I should empathize for people. And also, the reason, I think now I realized for sure that he planned for me to go to La Salle, because in 2 years in La Salle, I did not have enough money for school. And my mom kept asking, how are you going to pay for it? And I say, God pay for me. Even though sometimes I tell her that, because I know that she's was very far from me, so the only way to keep her from worriedness, keep her out of that worriedness, is say that if someone will take care for me instead of you. He will take care of me, so don't worry. That's the way I would like to calm my mom first. There's a lot of time I doubt with myself. How should I pay this? If you, every quarter in La Salle, at the end of the quarter, I usually go to meet my financial counselors, and she know me, and she even know my life, because I spend a lot of time with her talking about my life, how I should plan this and that. So every quarter, at the end of the quarter, I ask her, okay, tell me how could I pay this? Because I have to pay this quarter first to get the credit, to get the opportunity to get the class for the next quarter, because I will graduate soon. And you know what? God works. I even go talk with the international office, and I tell them, okay, the insurance that you have for me, the insurance fee, is $500 for that quarter. And I told them, you know what, I cannot pay this. Honestly to you, if you add this into my tuition, there's no way I can pay. Could I just get out of this insurance? Could I be the exception of taking no insurance? I don't need insurance. I think like, oh well, God will protect me, so what I need to insurance for? So I keep asking them, could I not pay that? Could I not receive the benefit for that? because I need the money for my tuition. But God works. The International Student Office gave me the scholarship, and I work for the documents. I help to translate their documents in Vietnamese, and just only a few hours, and I get 400-500. And another miracle that happened to me, that maybe some of you know, that I have been in a serious accident when I first came to La Sierra University for the first year. So in that accident, my car is totally broken. I could not get it. I was depressed that time, and it's like, okay, God, that's the only way I could transport from my house in El Monte to Riverside. And that was the only one car I could have. I used all the money I saved for that car. And, but you know what? God gave me another car. Several, at the beginning of this year, he gave me a car. And my teacher had, from social work department, she had an extra car, and she donated to me. I said, how much? How much should I pay you? She said, none. No, it's fine, just take it. It's for you. It's for your own transportation. And, you know, I thought it should be some car that will have cost a lot of gas, because I don't have money for the gas a lot. So I pray, okay, God, if it's your will, then make it Toyota car. So I don't have to pay gas a lot. I don't know. Please don't give me the van, because I know that she had a van. I said, please don't give me the van, because it's so big for me and I cannot afford for the gas expense. But then God gave me a very good car, good conditioning, and it's worked well. And you know, before she gave me that car, she even fixed for me a few things, the wheels, the four wheels. She fixed for me, because so I don't have to do anything. I just get a car and then run, drive. And the time when God gave me that car is just the perfect time. Because if he gave me that car earlier, I don't know how could I manage that. Because with tuition and with the transportation fee, I'm not sure how do I do that, because usually without a car, I would able to manage to go to school and go to my internship, because I had, if you know, some of you are in La Sierra University, and you know they have the ID, right? So I use that ID for the bus pass, and it's free, and I just love it. And also, praise God that God gave me that chance. So I've been on a bus, and I saw a lot of things happen, and had a chance to witness God loves to people. And sometimes I read the Bible on the bus, and some passengers sit next to me, they say, wow, you're reading the Bible? What language do you read? And I say, oh yeah, Vietnamese. And yeah, that's how we start conversation. So yes, a lot of challenge, a lot of obstacle to keep you away from keeping the faithfulness. But stay firm, because if you remember your relationship with God in the past, if you remember the blessing that He gave you in the past, if He did not give you blessing, you would not sit here and be in this church. So I remember that. And sometimes I doubt what God will, and also ask for his plan. Recently I asked God a lot of things, and God answered me, I think just right away. And I praise God for that, and always praying and reading the Bible is the way to keep me staying firm. Sometimes I'm being very unfaithful, but with prayer and with the Bible verse, it pulled me back. To conclude that I would like you to remember the story of Jesus the night before he was crucified. I believe in Mark, I think. Yeah, in Matthew and Mark, they have both said about that, but the night before he was crucified, Jesus prayed with his Heavenly Father, saying, God, if please put this away, not as my will, but your will. Is there any times you feeling like you cannot hold? You cannot hold it. You want to give up. You be falling down. You want to knock down. Is there any time your faithfulness is shaking? Then pray. Pray with God. And God will answer. So Jesus, pray with God. He is faithful with his Heavenly Father, and he also faithful to you, because you know what? He believed that if this according to God Father's will, that his people will be saved. So he already faithful for you. Now, is it a time for you to be faithful to God? I let you could be answered by yourself.